Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We had the Good Fortune Show last Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're following it up with the Joyful Manifestation Show, sister shows that basically have the same approach. Joyful Manifestation, as I explained last time, is not something I came up with. It is something that is within you. It is the fountain of joy within you that creates positive energy all the time for you to use for your manifestation. This is something that the Creator did, not something that I did. It's something that, well, if you believe in God or the creation force, God did that and put it inside you and put himself inside you, himself, herself, it. I just studied it. I just researched it. And the Joyful Manifestation Show itself, the book, the term, Joyful Manifestation, is what is within you. And if you allow it to be untouched and unpolluted, it would do its job of joyfully manifesting things for you in life. Think of a light bulb and the spark within it, which lights up the bulb and consequentially the room. But if the light bulb is covered with dirt, the light is going to be muted, dulled. The same with all of us. We have joyful energy within us, joyful energy which will allow us to manifest joyfully. But covered by experiences, and then of course the brain itself gets into psychological patterns and issues, and then it does its own thing. It commands the person to do what it says should be done in situations. And so, covered with this dirt, dust of life, the mind has these patterns. And now I'm talking about the mind as a more spiritual energy. And this energy, so the brain will have its own commands now because of life and birth and personality. But the mind itself, and I'm talking of the mind as a whole, and I'm talking of the mind as something that is also energy related, as a layer, as something that pervades you, as something that can guide you and be your chariot. And I'm also including the brain in it. So basically your thinking faculty, your thinking ability is what I mean by the mind. Whether it comes directly from the brain or it comes as a result of imprints that have been put into the consciousness. So the brain has its own memories and patterns and wiring. And then you have the energy of the person that attracts and creates this emotional imprint. These emotional imprints are put into this consciousness. And then these imprints further make a person act or react. Some people may have heard of the emotional body. They say that this emotional body also dictates how a person should react. So it's not just a physical body and the brain and the chemicals. There is an emotional body that people have discovered. And this emotional body, depending on its, what should I say, constituency, or depending on its makeup, can keep a person happy and joyful, or can affect a person to the extent that they become mentally affected and react according to the makeup of this emotional body. So the more trauma, and we don't really want to use words like trauma here, but just for the sake of explaining. Okay, so let's cancel the word trauma and let's use the more experiences, good or bad. The emotional body would contain that. And then make a person act slash react accordingly. And so people who have gone through more in life. So fictitious Jane has gone through more experiences of a negative nature. Her emotional body would reflect that, would contain it as imprints. And its makeup would be such that it troubles fictitious Jane rather than make her happy. So fictitious Jane would seem like a bundle of emotions, and that too negative emotions. There are people who are emotional, but they, even when they shed tears, it's like in happiness. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I won this. Oh, I'm so happy. He was nice to me. He was kind to me. And then they shed tears. So they're emotional too, but it's more of a happy emotion where they feel gratitude and a sensitive, but in a very grateful, happy way. Not that I'm saying that's the right way to be. I'm neither saying it's wrong or right. I'm just saying that is how it is. But if fictitious Jane has emotional imprints of a negative nature, then all her responses are going to be in the category of, oh my God, my life is not doing well, and this always happens to me, and that always happens to me, and this man leaves me, that man leaves me, I always have issues with money, oh my God, oh my God. Do you see that each one of what I said right now is an affirmation? It's an affirmation, but it's negative. And how many people out there are like fictitious Jane who make negative affirmations all the time? And then they wonder why they're attracting negativity to them even more. More evidence of who they are, or rather how they are. And their emotional body, since it contains so many negative imprints, what vibration is it going to give out? It's going to give out the vibrations of lack and negativity. And there are a lot of words that I could use right now, which the psychological world uses freely and that people use freely. But I don't even want to use them here. And I know each one of you listening knows these words. You've heard it. You've read about it. You heard a lot of people say, this happened to me, that happened to me. And one of the words, abuse. Yes. So when people use these negative words really strongly, and I'm trying to use the word lack to explain everything of a negative nature, But people use heavier words. And even when they speak English, normal English, they infuse their statements with all of these words. And then all of these words are power words, POWER, power words of a negative power, not positive. And then these power words are contained in their statements, fictitious Jane statements, and in her mind, and in her emotional body. And guess what these words are wiping out? Negativity. And then the law of attraction brings them more. Hence the vicious cycle. So, if somebody wants to infuse power words into their statements, why not use words like love, thankfulness, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love this, I love that. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy. I appreciate this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, a lot of our words have positivity. And using those power words, one can infuse one's statements with these power words, and each statement is like a blessing. A statement of gratitude, a statement of thankfulness to the universe and God, the Creator. And for all the wonderfulness that we attract every day. And what happens is, since a person is literally speaking these words, the power words, but the positive power words, PP, positive power, NP, negative power. So the more one uses these positive power words, in their speech, they declare it so. They declare it so because Creator God, the universe, gave us the ability to speak our life into existence, to speak our experiences into existence, and these affirmations are of a positive nature. And normally, when we use the word affirmation in our type of work, our type includes metaphysical work and New Age and all of these that fall under this category of our type of work. We mean affirmations in a positive way. That's how we mean them. That's how the coaches mean them. That's how the teachers mean them. But people like Fictitious Jane could be using affirmations every day in a negative way and then wondering what is happening. And their energy contains these negative words, negative power words, which are vibing out a certain vibration, which are giving out a certain vibration and then attracting back from the universe. And the vicious cycle continues. But if you try to use positive power words, love, appreciation, thankfulness, wonderful, yay, woo-hoo, right? And you're happy and you're skipping around, showing your happiness. What would happen is your statements and your mind is naturally infused with positive power words, which give out positive energy vibrations and then attract experiences of equal or better nature. Like attracts like. And so, everybody here, most of us have driven cars and have been in control of our vehicles of whatever nature, motorcycles, bikes, bicycles, cars, bigger cars, vans, trucks, ships, boats, ships, airplanes, helicopters. And who of us wants our, who of us wants these vehicles to reach our destination safe? All of us. So if we're in charge of our vehicles and we want these vehicles to reach our destination goals, our destination safely, and then we control, we navigate, we do whatever is needed for us to reach safely. The same applies to life, where people have to know that their words, their thoughts, everything is vibing something out. And depending on the words used, the human life is reaching its destination. So, depending on the words used, different destinations are going to be reached. A negative word and a group of negative words, a bunch of negative words, it's going to make a person reach a negative destination. Something that they really don't want to experience. And a bunch of positive words is going to enable somebody to you reach a positive destination, something that they would love, something that they would enjoy. And how nice that nobody else controls these words except you. No one. Not me, not God, none of us control this. It's all in your hands that you get to navigate your life in the direction that is going to take people into a negative destination or a positive one, something that they would love to enjoy, or something that they're going to suffer. I don't even want to say it. Something that they're not going to enjoy. Okay, let's be light about it. So then go back to your pleasure center in your brain. If you go back to your pleasure center in your brain, centers, who knows? Then what is it that would, can I use the word titillate? I'm not sure of its application, but tantalize, titillate, tantalize. I think there's a whole group of words that we can use that's going to make us feel good and that appeals to us. And it's very easy to know what's going to appeal to us. Just think of your favorite piece of pastry. And you know what I mean. It's going to give you a good feeling. Now, luckily for us, Indian food, even spinach, gives us a good feeling because we've got a lot of dishes that we can make that's going to make us feel good and whet our appetite, a palate, tantalize. And we feel good even eating spinach because that's how we make it. Fantastic recipes that we can use. But let's say for somebody else, spinach just means salad, correct? Then what happens is, okay, we are going to introduce something that everybody universally likes, and that's chocolate. Milkshakes, ice creams, pizzas, yummy cake, pastries. Oh my God, pies, apple pies, not granny apples for me. Granny apples are too sour. I like the normal sweet apples, then I don't need to add so much sugar. So, all of us have immediate items, food items that we can think about that we can think of that's going to tantalize and whet our appetite and make us feel really good. And our mouth starts to water in expectation. So then we know how to navigate where food is concerned. So the same principle to life. What is it that you can think of that can happen in a particular situation that you want to solve that would tantalize you and make your senses feel also good, send tingles and shivers of joy and expectation through you? And remember, I come from Vegas, so there's a lot in Vegas that's going to make us feel good, right? In Vegas, you can think of this and it feels good, and you can think of that and it feels good, and your senses are literally subjected to so many lights and sounds and beautiful people, music, food, everything that you can think about. And so we know how to pleasure or to feel pleasure. But take this and apply it to your life area and be very specific about what you imagine. Because what you imagine is what's going to make you feel good or bad. That's going to affect your emotional body. That's going to affect your vibrations. That's going to affect what you attract back to you. And one of the things can be, you know what? Before we go into this money manifestation, let's do this. I almost forgot. Let's take a short break, listen to some music. We're going to enter work and career, money manifestation. So don't go away. Hold on tight. I'm coming back soon. Gandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. And we were talking about tantalizing our senses, making ourselves feel pleasure. And since we all know how to feel pleasure about various food items, we can use the same method or mechanism to feel pleasure about life situations. And just like we wouldn't want ourselves to end up in some issue when we drive or when we eat, we want the best food, we want the best restaurant, we want the items that are going to make us feel good, good, good. The same way, we have to be careful about what we imagine into existence where our career is concerned. The same mechanism has to be used. Before your tongue tastes some food, before your nose takes in the fragrance of the food, before your ears hear sounds and music, before your eyes can see something good, somehow you know what's going to make you feel happy. And then, whether you know what's going to make you feel happy and pleasurable, pleasured, whatever, whether you know it before you taste something or whether the taste then reminds you that you like this. Either way, there is something going on over there. And then we navigate towards those experiences that are going to make us feel good. And then, if the same principle can be applied to life situations, then I would say imagine what it would feel like if you received the raise that you always wanted. What would it feel like if you heard words of praise from your boss or bosses? What would it feel like if you got your interview and then you got your second job interview and then you got the final job interview or the first and final, however it is? What would it feel like to attend it, to be constantly called back, to receive the phone call that you've been waiting for? What would it feel like? And activate your pleasure centers. Oh, it would feel good. Yummy. Yeah, yummy. Let's say yummy. Because for those who don't are not used to receiving good news, think of the foods that you like. And then we go yummy. Yum, yum, yum. Sue, go yummy about this too. How would it feel like to receive news that you just got a great bonus? How would it feel like to hear that you just received $20,000 bonus? Wow. How would it feel like to know that you got the job and that it's the kind of job that you wanted with the money that you wanted? Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And as your pleasure centers and your brain get activated about various situations, guess what happens? You attract it. There is no way that fictitious Jane will not attract it. Is that right? Okay, whatever. There is no way that she won't get it. It has to be that she gets it. It's 100% guarantee given by the Joyful Manifestation Show that she has to get it. There's no way that she won't. She has to. She just simply has to because It's a mechanism in place that works every time. It's not even chance anymore. It's a certainty. Why? Because there's a certain method in place, and if the method is used, it has to give the results that that method produces normally. So if somebody uses this and uses their pleasure centers, their pleasure mind, to think things into existence, it's a given that you are going to receive. Because that's how the universe designed. So when someone is starting their career, they start out with a lot of expectations. And you know, children, you ask them what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be a pilot. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a doctor. I want to make buildings. I want to make houses. I want to fly. I want to be an airplane pilot. I want to be a train driver. And children have all of these imagination things going on in their mind. They're thinking things into existence and experiencing the pleasure centers of their brain to its fullest ability. And they just enjoy thinking things into existence, and they feel how it feels to have that, how it would feel to be that person. And that's how they say children are the best manifestors. I mean, look at them. They can talk their parents into giving them any toy. I want this, I want that. Oh, here, take it. At least that's how my childhood was. And that's how we treat the children in our family. Just take it. Okay, fine. Here it is. So they have this experience of getting, and receiving. I know people are going to say, oh, that's going to spoil them. No, we want them to be happy children. And we trust them. We trust them to know what they want and what they need. And we allow them to grow and expand and think of the various things in the world that they can have and they can do and be. And maybe that's why my mind was never told that it can't have something. No, you cannot have it. I don't think I've ever been told that. And so then my mind just contemplates everything and all the things that it can do and have. And then my imagination and the pleasure centers in my brain activated. Just by having a great life and then showing people they can too. And knowing this truth, that you can trust yourself. You can trust yourself to want the right things. And in fact, do you know the people who actually are chemically dependent have to resort to that to feel happy? Maybe they've been denied something. Whatever it is, being able to imagine what you want into existence, trusting yourself to want the right things, pleasured by the right things in life, pleasured to have a great income, pleasured by thinking of your family being provided for, pleasured by giving them what they want, pleasure to know that you can give them what they want. No hard lessons in store. And then what happens is you're into good fortune energy. And that is how, you know, good fortune is created. You're into good fortune energy because you're constantly attracting good, good, good. And for the people who think that, oh, they'll be spoiled, don't worry about it. If somebody does get spoiled, you know, they have life lessons, correct? To set them on the right path. But denying somebody something is not the right way of doing it. I remember when I started working, car, a family car, with its driver, chauffeur, would drop me. I actually got the work just like that. I got the job just like that. Oh, here, take the job. Here, thanks. And so my father would drop me. And everybody would see me arrive while everybody else came by train and bus and everything. And somebody said, oh, she's spoiled. She gets everything. Obviously, you know, you're going to feel a bit, oh my God, is that true? But then I went and spoke to somebody else who's used to having things. And she said, this is what people say. I have the same thing going on. I get everything I want. I come from this nice family and I'm well taken care of. And that's what they say. And you have to ignore it. Because, you know, they don't get what they want. And so then if somebody gets what they want and is having a certain type of life, then people are going to say that. But then that's them. And you can't live your life thinking about what people are going to say. You are the creator of your life. You are born into a certain situation. And if it's a good fortune situation, great. And nothing that's going to say that, oh, everybody else is going by bus and train, so why should I be dropped off at work and picked up every day by a chauffeur-driven car? Well, that's how it is. Accept it, correct? So accepting your good fortune, knowing that you're going to do really, really well in your career, and you're going to keep climbing because it's natural and organic to do so. It's natural for you to be lucky. It's natural for you to be in joyful manifestation because remember, I said that this is done by the creative God. He put it inside you for you to allow yourself to be filled up with this great manifestation energy, which is just going to take you on your path further and further, allowing you to experience all your money manifestation dreams and goals. And nothing's going to stop you. Why should it stop you? Really, why should it? Because this joyful manifestation energy and your personal good fortune is placed in you for you to enjoy and for you to provide for your family and the people that you choose to provide for, not to be taken away by anybody else. Your good fortune needs to be with you. We're going to enter soulmate manifestation, love and sex. So we're going to take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and come back soon. So hold on tight.
Joyful manifestation. Love. Love and sex. Love.
all ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. You know, when something starts to flow, it keeps flowing. Our job is to bring in the flow. Bring it in. Not stop it. And once it starts to flow, it's almost like a huge, huge, what is the word? You know, those big waves. And it just continues and continues and continues. And that's what I've noticed for my clients. They come from the place originally when they start working with me of lack and not having something. And then we start working together. And the next thing, they're not able to stop the flow. But give me some time off already, soulmate. Come on, I need some time off. No, the soulmate wants this person more and more. And it just starts to build up. It starts to build up. And then the problem is, and that's not really a nice problem. That's really a nice problem to have. Oh, I need some time off to myself. My soulmate wants me for this and wants me for that and wants my presence here and wants my presence there. And one of my clients, she contacted me today and she says, oh, my soulmate wants me to move in with him. What should I do? So that's a problem. When we started off, it was more about, he doesn't even look at me. Even though he works with me, he doesn't look at me. That's where it was. And her soulmate was denying feelings, denying that she even meant anything, denying that she was even attractive. And then when he was forced to, I mean, she did that. He was like, you're my buddy. Oh, buddy, really? Correct. And so then we find a way out of this. And now the her issue is he wants me to move in with him. And now we're working on the marriage proposal itself. And so when things start to happen, it continues to build up. The flow gathers. The flow becomes strong. And then it's almost like the flow takes over. And now what we have to do is, hey, back off, guy. Give me some free time, me time. Anyway, that's just a joke. But do you understand what I'm saying? For all those people out there listening, we want you to know, on the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, that life is waiting for you. Love is waiting for you. Your soulmate is waiting for you. He just wants you to get on his own, what do we call it? Whatever it is that he wants is what he wants you to vibrate. So if a person vibrates love, sex, passion, joy, happiness, compatibility, where a soulmate is concerned, if these are the words that a person contains or has in her aura, in her mind, and what happens is these words then go out and attract like situations that match these words, that further prove these words and their validity. And the soulmate then has to mirror your fantasticness back to you, you're amazing and how wonderful you are, and how the fact that you would make the best companion slash wife slash husband for your soul. And if you believe that, and if you think you're the best, you are the best, your soulmate has to mirror that back to you, because that is how it works. That's how soulmate manifestation works. He is going to mirror it back to you. 100%. And you are going to be in the flow of receiving. Your job, everybody's job, is to get into the flow. And not to stand outside the flow and watch the flow go by. And then some people are like, is there even a flow? Right? Is there even one like that? And what happens is, we were talking about pleasure centers. What happens is that your pleasure centers, with regards to various situations, need to be awakened or are awakened. So your mind thinks of certain things that creates pleasure, like a tingle, tantalizing feeling. Yay, woohoo. It creates that instead. So how would it feel like? And here we are asking a few questions. How would it feel like if you could receive the phone call from the man or woman that you want, saying the words that you want to hear? How would it feel? How would it feel for you to get a marriage proposal from this person that you like? How would it feel? How would it feel if he gifted you with a fantastic ring? Beautiful diamond ring. How would it feel? And you know these tokens of appreciation, the ring, the flowers, the candy, and yes, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It feels so good to work with my clients and have them appreciate it on Valentine's Day and have them send me pictures of the flowers and cake and whatever it is that they experienced. It feels so good to receive that, because then I know they're in the flow of receiving. How would it feel to know that you are in the flow of receiving? How would it feel to have your mind go to those places that have always been blocked? Where you felt denied. Where fictitious Jane felt denied. Cancel, cancel, you're never denied. You always get what you want, correct? Let somebody else not get it. kidding. But really, you are never denied. You always get what you want. Why? Because you said so. Because you stated. Because you affirmed it. Because you are so powerful. You are so powerful that your words matter. You are so powerful that you matter. And what you want matters. And that is the biggest thing that you need to get your mind, wrap your mind around the truth. That you matter. And every woman or man that your soulmate has looked at before you, or even while around you, all the rumors, it's not true. Because he has eyes only for you. She has eyes only for you. And that is the truth. So to know that You matter. You're so important. You're great. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are the best. And you would make the best companion slash wife slash husband for your soul. That confidence that you're the best. And the flow gathers, the flow gathers, the flow gathers. It just kind of rushes at you. And we want you to be in the flow. Don't block. And this is another thing people do. You know, they don't like somebody, they start to put up walls. And then they block everything that comes with it. You don't have to be with someone that you don't like. But don't put up huge walls that even your real soulmate can't cross. And, you know, we're at the end of our show. And we will be meeting again, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, next Friday for the Good Fortune Show, where we continue to work on your good fortune and where you get to be a good fortuner. We, of course, request you to subscribe to the show. It's a humble request. And support it. And this is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show and wishing you a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.